Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be? At 6:34 and 25 seconds ago, right along with it on a Thursday evening, right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Brian Rascona, those gentlemen on the other side of the glass, 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Thursday schmooze, right up until Sal Licata at 10 on your fan, New York City.
We are the hollow men. We are the stuffed men, leaning together, headpiece filled with straw, alas.
Back on November 1st, we officially hired Carlos Beltran to be our new manager. At that time, we were unaware of the Astros situation.
I've just reached a place where the willow don't bend. There's not much more to be said. It's the top of the end.
On Wednesday morning, Jeff and I met with members of the commissioner's office in Manhattan. Following that meeting, Jeff and I flew to Port St. Lucie to meet with Carlos, where he was holding meetings with his coaching staff. This morning, Jeff and I again met with Carlos and came to this difficult conclusion.
I'm going. Yes, I'm going. I'm gone.
This has been a difficult week. Make no mistake, it's been difficult for everyone involved. We wish Carlos and his family the best moving forward, and we hope that everyone can go on to future success that's involved in the Mets family and Carlos as well.
We heard from sources, commissioner's office, etc., that Carlos was not going to be suspended. I think the change was when the report did come out, how prominent he was.
Disappointing that the game had to suffer through what apparently happened in 2017. As we look to our club, we have to think about distractions. We have to think more importantly about focus, and we have to think about how we put ourselves in the best position to win going forward.
Yes, I'm going.
To take the information in front of us and make the best decisions that we think put the organization in the right position, and from my seat, put the team in the best position as we go forward.
This is the way the world ends, not with a bang, but a whimper.
And once again, Carlos Beltran caught looking. His at-bat in that 26 National League Championship Series lasted longer than his managerial career. The Metropolitans. The New York Metropolitans made the announcement today in a conference call telling us that the Carlos Beltran era was over. Over before it ever began. Now, if you heard the conference call today, you wonder why the Metropolitans are so good, so efficient at raising more questions than providing answers, and wondering if you were getting the truth, the whole truth and nothing but, what they did know, and when did they know it, and when they found out, they were probably hoping nobody else would. What the Metropolitans may have discovered, if not from Beltran himself, but from Major League Baseball, was that Beltran was an honorary member of the Houston Sanitation Department. Thanks to Carlos, The 2017 Global Industrial Metal Waste Basket became the official trash container of the Houston Astros. In other words, what Major League Baseball might have told the Metropolitans this week? That if Carlos does to you what he was doing in Houston, the Astros and the Red Sox will have some company in the Baseball Hall of Shame. The Metropolitans did not do what they should have done, did not do their due diligence, did not discuss with Beltran what they had at least 2 months to discuss with him. What was going on in Houston, Carlos? And if they did discuss with him, did know, they might have wondered how they could get the New York City Department of Sanitation as a new sponsor of the team. Had the New York Metropolitans figured out in October, November, which direction the winds were blowing, they never would have or should have hired Beltran in the first place. Once the Metropolitans hired him, knowing what they should have known and maybe did, they had to come to today, parting ways with the unintended victim of his own crime. How could, I'm asking, how could the New York Metropolitans, with straight faces and straight voices, as we heard this afternoon, tell us they were not aware of all that noise coming from the garbage cans in Houston, where you and me and everybody else could hear the noise? What Major League Baseball discovered, and what the Metropolitans probably knew and wanted, was for Carlos Beltran to be as much the ringleader in New York as he was in Texas. Some are going to argue he should not have been fired over this, and you can make a good argument for that. But nobody should argue that hiring him in the first place was the right move for the Mets to make. So, here's another question that cannot be answered right now. When does Steve Cohen take over this team? And by the way, before we take a break and get to your calls, Jim Duquette will join us at 8:05, and we'll get to your calls. But nice job by the Metropolitans today taking questions from the media, where the Metropolitans are just so good at raising more questions than giving anybody any kind of an answer at all. And do you think, let me ask, do you think it was an accident that A, they took a call from Evan Roberts, and B, cut them off the way they did? Listen closely.
Your next question comes from the line of Evan Roberts. Your line is open.
Hey, Brody. I also got my friend Joe with me, too. Say hi, Joe. Hi.
Hi, Brody.
Yes. Everybody talked about the Astros cheating. Like, it was out there that there was some rumblings that they were doing something in 2017. When you're sitting there for 8 hours with Carlos Beltran, how does that not come up just out of curiosity when you're interviewing him for such an important position like being the manager of the Mets?
It's important to remember the timeline, and that's why I led with that today, is that when we were going through our interview process in October, there weren't rumblings, or certainly we hadn't heard rumblings and were not aware of any rumblings about what was happening, you know, with any particular team. You know, I started on the job in November of 2018, and at the general manager meetings, you know, this was a topic, the importance of modifying the rules for you know, technology was something that was talked about, and the commissioner made it clear that that using technology for not to be tolerated. You know, what happened or what rumblings I certainly had no factual basis for anything until this process played itself out.
But everyone else had heard that. I mean, players had talked about it.
Your
other
next question comes from the line of Dish at Ozar.
What is that? Wait a minute. He was talking. They needed to cut him off. They didn't cut anyone else off. And Joe wanted to ask a question. At least he got to say hi.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.